Now we're going to join our hearts and our voices for a time of prayer. In our prayers this morning, we have plenty of things to uplift. In our prayers, we're going to uplift those specific names that have asked for prayer here at Peace. Also, we're going to pray for God to protect those who have been impacted by the troubles in Haiti, the earthquake last week, also for the trouble that's happening in Afghanistan and those who are in the middle of conflict there, as well as his protection, God's protection from COVID and viruses that are in the community. We're also going to give thanks too today for two specific reasons, for Callie serving us as the administrative assistant, also for the wedding of Mallory and Jackson that happened just last night. Let us rise and share these words in prayer. And we do so with these words responsively. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For a true faith, that we would honor God not just with our lips, but serve him faithfully with all our heart, mind, and strength. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For husbands and wives, that wives submit to their husbands and husbands love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, and that husbands love their wives and wives respect their husbands. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For all Christians, that we not reject God's commandments for the mere doctrine of people, but rather that we be given grace to keep God's commandments in thought, word, and deed, honoring God in all that we do. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For children of all ages, that they would honor their mother and father, so that they would not despise or anger their parents, but honor them, serve, and obey them, and love and cherish them. Also, Lord, that parents would not exasperate their children, as Ephesians asks. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For those who are physically, emotionally, and spiritually suffering on account of illness. And Lord, today we have many that we are thinking of. For Roman, who had a fall just yesterday. For Anna, Steve, Marianne. For Chuck, awaiting surgery and the diagnosis of cancer. For Greg, with his health concerns. For Tom and Shannon, Skip, Bev, Mark, Ron in his recovery from surgery, Andy, Janet, and Kayla, Tim and Raina, Georgette, Kai, Bob, Jerry and Joyce, Kathy, Melody and Brad, Joe and Caroline, Holly and Haley. Lord, we also have some specific requests. Lord, we claim your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, El Shaddai, the provider. Lord, you do provide. Lord, you are there for us. Today we have concerns about those impacted by the earthquake in Haiti. Protect and be with those who are delivering aid and protect life. El Shaddai, you provide. Lord, you are there for us. Today we have concerns about the happenings in Afghanistan. Block any evil attempts to destroy life and freedom. Be with those who are alone, isolated, and afraid. Lord, you do provide. That's your promise. And you are there for us. It's in your name, Yahweh. We do pray for the concerns that we have about the virus circulating in our community and in our nation, COVID. Lord, protect those that are suffering from that illness. Protect each one of us from this illness. And Lord, we pray that you would impede its progress and bring health to your people. El Shaddai, you provide. Lord, you are there for us. We thank you for that reminder and the names you give to us. Today we give thanks for Jackson and Mallory and how you have provided for them, that they are now husband and wife. Walk with them and give them many years of joy together. And Lord, finally, you provide and you are there for us. Today we thank you for Callie and the blessing she has been as our administrative assistant at Peace. Continue to provide for her. Be by her side and her family. Protect them and give them joy as they recognize your presence in their life. We pray all these things that God would encourage each person with his word and grace, and that he would bless all medical professionals with the skills necessary to alleviate such suffering and pain where it is possible. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.